Hello, everyone, and welcome to the Dreams Unlimited Travel Podcast. My name is John Magi, and I will be your host. In this episode, we're going to continue our series on booking a Disneyland vacation. We're actually going to focus on the Good Neighbor Hotels in the Disneyland area, as well as a Disneyland Good Neighbor Hotel package. I'm joined at the table by our experts, Client Services Manager Kevin Close.
Hi, everyone.
Agent and Disneyland Specialist Deborah Lopez.
Hello.
And back in the production facility, our producer, Craig Williams.
Hello.
I also want to point out, too, Craig has just recently got back from a trip to Disneyland, so he's going to be a great resource for us.
I will be a resource.
Great resource. So again, we have a continuing series on booking a Disneyland vacation. This is part two of three, and we are going to focus on actually doing the Good Neighbor Hotels. These are not Disney-owned and operated hotels at Disneyland. They're owned by other companies, and Disney has partnered with them and given them the special designation of a Good Neighbor Hotel. They have to meet certain criteria to have this designation from Disney, so you know you're staying at a reputable place, a good place. And there's also a package associated with that designation of being a Good Neighbor Hotel that offers you some of the same perks as a Disneyland resort vacation package. Each hotel is different. There's quite a few of them. So let's see if we can get into this a little bit. if you watched our first episode, you know we talked about the differences between Disneyland and Walt Disney World, one of which is the property itself and the way the parks are located, and specifically the way the hotels are located in relation to the theme parks. And we have a map that shows you where the Good Neighbor Hotels are in proximity to the Disneyland Park and Disney's Grand Californian Park. So that will help you sort of in your decision of where do I stay. It also tells us a little bit about how these hotels are categorized. You know, the further you are from the park, you might be a little bit cheaper, that sort of thing, and also then based on accommodations. So anything you want to add on location before we get started delving into the parks, Deborah? Into the hotels, Deborah?
I think that the location, several of them are within walking distance, which makes it really convenient for everyone. The other ones usually have transportation, and we can, you know, talk about that. But it's easy to get to the parks.
Right, there's some that are so easy and so convenient.
Yes.
Before the expansion into Disney's California Adventure and the rearrangement of the parking lot, there were some that were like right next door. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, that's kind of changed a little bit. Am I right in saying that? The way they position the parking lot has changed the distance for some of these hotels, but really, really close. Unlike Walt Disney World, if anyone ever tells you that a Walt Disney World Good Neighbor Hotel is walking distance to the parks, yell at them and tell them they are liars. Dirty, dirty liars.
And Disney does own one of the Good Neighbor Hotels.
Do they really?
They bought the carousel.
I did not know that.
Yeah.
That's interesting information.
Yeah, just recently.
All right, so let's talk about the Good Neighbors. There are obviously categories of Good Neighbor Hotels like any other hotel.
Yes, they have the value hotels, moderate, superior, and then the...
Let's do a quick overview. Value, moderate, superior, and suites.
And suites.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And then let's talk about each one, what's in those designations.
There are two value resorts, and that's the Motel 6 and the Quality Inn & Suites. We book a lot of these. They don't have, you know, as many rooms for values as we wish they had, but we do book quite a few of these. The Motel 6, I've not been there and seen it, but I have seen pictures, and it's been renovated. It looks very nice. It's all hardwood floors, and there's no carpet in the rooms. It's all hardwood. It's very nice looking. That does have free parking, and it's about a quarter of a mile from the park.
On these slides, we have in a designation art. We talked about it in the last show, but will you explain art again?
Yes, art is the Anaheim Regional Transit System. So it's a shuttle service to and from the parks. And it runs on a regular basis.
And there's a fee for that.
Correct. And you can include it in the package. Or you can buy it at the hotel. If you decide that it might be too far to walk when you bought the package, then you can purchase them at the... I think they're a little bit more when you purchase them at the park, but or at the hotel.
Kevin and I are not walkers. We're definitely not the folks who might walk. Would you walk to the park from these hotels?
No.
Too far for you? Mm-hmm. So there's something you might suggest that people listen to.
If you have small children and it's late at night, you might want to
definitely take the art. For sure.
It should be kept in mind, though. I've walked a lot up and down streets just for my own benefit, getting to know the area better. I would say after about midnight, that would be my cutoff limit for feeling comfortable walking around during busier times of year. So like summer, you know, you're generally safe. But there is out in California, even more than you see in Disney World because of it being kind of separated by itself. There's a great homeless population. A lot of crazy stuff happens on the streets of Anaheim at night. So after a certain limit time at night, it'd probably be safer to just jump on a shuttle and get around.
I think we neglected to mention this, that you know one of the biggest differences between World and Land, Disney World and Disneyland, is the size of the overall property. And in Disneyland, it butts right up against
neighborhoods
and the city of Anaheim.
Right.
And while they've done a really great job of cleaning up Harbor Boulevard and the area right around Disney, you are still dealing with a very urban location that, you know, I think for anyone who's on vacation at any time, you know, you just have to be aware of your surroundings and be careful and not take unnecessary risks. You know, one of the things about Walt Disney World, Good Neighbor hotels, is some of those are actually on Disney property. You know, you go into Walt Disney World, you pass through a gate, and you see the ones on Resort Plaza Boulevard.
Hotel Plaza Boulevard.
And this is not the case for these hotels that we're talking about, but that's a good point. What about Quality Inn and Suites? Have you any
experience with this? I've not visited there. Now, we can't book the suites. You know, people think that we can book suites in there, and it's not available as a package. So it's just a standard room. They don't have art. You have to walk over to the Hojo or the Howard Johnson to pick up the art there, which is not very far across the parking lot or so. And if you decide that you want art, and we can't actually even sell it on the package.
Wow.
But we do let them know it's available from the Howard Johnson.
And I think it's important to point out that what we're talking about here is we sell the package that Disney has put together for these Good Neighbor hotels. So we are bound by what the limitations are
within
that package.
That's correct.
So
there is free continental breakfast here, so it gets pretty popular with the continental breakfast at a value hotel. That's pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Excellent.
And free parking.
Let's move on to the moderates.
Okay. Moderates, there are 20 of them. They could be within walking distance or across the street, within two blocks of the hotel or of the parks. A few of them here. The Courtyard by Marriott is popular. You can get queen beds there. A lot of people like the queen beds.
Mm-hmm.
And it has free parking. And this is actually one that I did visit, and it's a very nice hotel. And it often offers fourth night free. So the Marriott, and so. It usually offers it most year round.
Wow.
So
that's a great deal.
Mm-hmm. Howard Johnson is very, very popular. It's across the street. It does offer art, but it's walkable. I think it's a block and a half away. You have to request the queen beds here, but they do offer them. They have free parking. They also, with my guests, I always like to call and request the theme park view rooms. They're at a request. So that you can look over the theme park and see the fireworks. And
any extra price for the view?
No.
Oh, that's good.
Nope. So.
And I believe the Howard Johnson also is pretty well known there for having a great kids play area. It's one of the most, besides having one of the best views of Disneyland Park itself.
The pool.
Everyone mm-hmm. with kids that I've ever heard of staying there just absolutely loves everything about it.
Mm-hmm. The pool is a lot of fun. It's got the... You know, the little sprouts that come out and they run through the water and stuff. So, yeah, it's very popular. And then the Best Western Plus Park Place is popular. It's directly across the street. And they have mini suites and they have standard rooms. The mini suites are, they're like two double beds and a couch. It's not really like you would imagine Is it a suite to be?
It's not two separate rooms.
No, it's divided by a small divider, but yeah.
Just a bigger hotel room?
A bigger hotel room, right. But it does accommodate quite a few people, so.
Excellent.
What's not on there, too, I'm sorry, the Fairfield and, well, we got more, sorry. The Camelot Inn and Suites is popular. They have mini suites. Their parking is free, and they also have queen beds. So that's a very popular hotel. The Candy Cane, it gets requested a lot. It's actually considered, like, on the property. It's at the end of the block.
That's actually the hotel I was talking about in the beginning. Candy Cane was, like, right next door.
Mm-hmm.
And then because they sort of...
Grand Californians, kind of.
Messed them up a little bit. But this is, to me, this is the one you hear the most often.
Mm-hmm.
I love the Candy Cane. I love the Candy Cane. It has some unique theming to it. It's more fun, more whimsical.
They have their own transportation. It's walkable as well. You know, the blocks there are long. They're long blocks in Anaheim, but it is walkable. Their transportation, just so you know, is not accessible. So
not handicapped accessible.
Not handicapped accessible. So keep that in mind when you're booking, even though they have their own transportation. They do have a continental breakfast. You can also upgrade the continental breakfast. You can go to a deluxe. We have the deluxe offers as well, and you can get a hot breakfast. Yes, and then they do have queen beds, and their beds are pretty awesome. They're very good beds. Holiday Inn is popular as well. It has art, and it often offers fourth night free. But it's about a mile away.
All right. Moving on.
Some of the Superior hotels. I actually did tour the Majestic Garden. It used to be a Sheraton. They are remodeling it. You walk in and the lobby is huge. It's just a huge area. The rooms are the biggest rooms I've ever seen in a hotel. They can open up doors. I think this is the only one.
Guaranteed connecting?
Guaranteed connecting.
That's pretty incredible.
Yeah.
Yeah,
they will guarantee it. And they open up the doors between the rooms, and you can have three or four doors open up, you know, side by side. But they offer third night free as well.
On our slides, we have something, HOS. What is that?
That's a hotel operated shuttle. So they have their own shuttle service to and from the park.
Assuming this is free?
It's free.
All part of it.
Yep. They have queen beds, and they have free parking with packages. So if you've purchased a package, a Disneyland package, then your parking is included.
Excellent.
And then
the next one has $124 bunks.
It's extra.
Are you reading ahead?
I'm sorry, I was.
Do you want to buy one? I'm selling them with packages. The Hyatt Regency is also very popular, and it often offers free nights and stuff, but it's not right now. It has queens. It has kids' free dinners. It does have parking fees, so there's no – you have to pay that whether you have a package or not. And the kids' suites are only $124 more, and you get – bunks on them, $125 more a night. So,
is that increase the capacity of the room, or is that just changing one of the beds into a bunk bed?
It increases the capacity of the room.
Okay, so that becomes worth it when you have more people in a room, for sure. Okay.
The Superior, the Sheraton Park is pretty popular. Of course, it's a Sheraton, and people like to stay at the Sheratons or the Marriotts or the Hyatts. This has its own shuttle as well, and it's about a block from the hotel. It has queens, free parking. With the package on this one, they are offering gift cards. So you can get one free $50 gift card if you stay a minimum of two nights. Plus they add a gift card for every night.
What is the gift card good for?
The gift card's only good for their hotel.
Okay.
So to purchase room service, the lounge, the poolside bar, those kinds of things. So you have to spend the money within their cafe and stuff. So, and that ends at the end of May, that promotion.
$50 for a two-night minimum stay, you get a $50 card, and then $25 for each additional night after that.
Mm-hmm.
So that would offset. Do they have a restaurant?
Yes, they have
a cafe. That would offset meals and things like that?
Yep.
I actually, not this past year, but the year before, got to go into the Sheraton Park. It's kind of just about one block below California Adventure, south of California Adventure. It's right next to the Hilton Anaheim, which is right next to the convention center.
Right.
And so, but it's out on the streets. So first off, it has a really great location. You just walk right out of the hotel and then you head up the road. No more than, I think, about a 15-minute walk to Disneyland. But this is actually also one of the... it's one of the older hotels in the area. However, because it does have the Sheraton name, they keep it up, and they're very proud of their history. In terms of off-property locations that embrace the Disney culture of the area, this is one of them. I mean, the hallways are just lined with pictures of Disneyland Park all through the years, and the rooms, they try to add Disney touches in as far as they can without having to actually license anything out. But so if you're looking to get kind of a Disney fix but off property, this actually is a really good option.
Oh, that's
it's
good
a
to know.
Beautiful, beautiful hotel.
Now you say the promotion ends May 29th. Mm-hmm. Is this something they do every year, or was it only for new for this year?
I've only seen it this year.
Okay.
On their packages, but.
Travel before May 29th.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Moving on to suites.
The suites. There's 10 suites that are available for the packages. They have the Anaheim Marriott suites, and that's very popular as well. They often offer fourth night free. They're a mile. They have transportation, but it's the parking company of America Transportation, and there is a fee, and you have to purchase that at the hotel.
When you see PCA on our slides, that's what it means, parking company.
And they there are parking fees there. They do have a complimentary full breakfast buffet for each day that you're there. And they have up to 4 guests in a king suite and up to 6 guests in a family suite. So
great for larger families.
Mm-hmm. And then the Hyatt Place is new on our selections, and that offers art, and it's 2 blocks away, and they're queen and sofa sleepers. Now the suites, so sometimes they're not what you would consider a suite. It would have a sofa sleeper, or you know, separated by a small partition. Or
everybody has
like
different
that,
ideas of suites. In my opinion, a suite should be 4 rooms,
yes. Or one whole floor,
right? Exactly.
2 bathrooms.
Exactly.
Yeah. The Spring Hill suite is new as well on our packages this year. And I actually got a tour of that one. It's a very nice place. It's a little further away. It's around the block. I think it's on Ball Street. So you have Harbor, and then you on the other side you have Ball Street. And it does offer art. And I saw that art stops right in front of the hotel. It says a block away, but it's a very long block. You walk around and...
That's, I think, very deceiving. Block away, yes. 2 blocks away. Yeah, those are big. Because, I mean, you're talking about pretty much the entire length of the Disneyland park.
Yes, exactly.
Is what a block is over there.
Right. It does offer a hot breakfast. And, yeah, it has
I think
the,
it's very mean that you've listed all the food.
You like that? Waffles?
Oh, my God. Now I'm hungry again.
The rooms, again, they're not typical suites like you would think they were. But... it's kind of got a half wall in between them. So the couch is kind of an L-shaped, and it makes into quite a big bed. And then you can either get a king or you can get 2 queens. They do offer one with bunk beds, but it's not offered with the package.
So there is some separation, even if it's just a half wall.
What's the hotel you get the most requests for?
Anything within walking distance. The Howard Johnson, the Fairfield, the Best Western come up a lot. I think what helps with that is some of our information on the Diz and things where we've featured some of these hotels, and I want the one that's featured, you know, that's right across the street or the office.
The power of the Diz.
Store. Yes. And you'll see it on there.
Mm-hmm. What's the hotels that come back with the best feedback from guests, from your clients, when they come back and they say, oh, Deborah, thanks for telling me to stay here. This hotel is terrific.
The Candy Cane. They really like the Candy Cane. Hojo's is very popular. They have great beds. So they're really surprised when they get there, and the bedding and everything is just, you know. The Fairfield, we don't get a lot of feedback, but I do book a lot of people there. But I don't get any negative feedback. Of course, the resort hotels are nice, but Anything within walking distance, usually. Can you get something closer? Can, you know, not.
I think that's important to people. Convenience is always important to people.
Excellent. And then a suite, you know, having enough room and two bathrooms or.
Do these hotels with suites, do they charge more for beyond four people in a room? Sometimes there's the fifth or sixth person charge in a room.
If you have a fifth person, they're going to, and it doesn't accommodate five people, they're going to put you in a suite automatically.
Oh, okay. So, yeah. But the suites don't. Like no. If you have six people in a room, it's the same price if you have four people.
You're just paying for the suite. Yeah.
All right. So what Disney has done is they've created a package just for the folks who stay at these Good Neighbor hotels. They call it the Good Neighbor Vacation Package. Includes some of the same stuff we talked about on a previous show for people staying on the Disney at the Disney-owned and operated hotels. But let's still go through that and talk a little bit about what that package includes for people who want to book that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, of course, the Hopper or the base tickets you can purchase with this. So you can either purchase it with the Hopper pass or with the Hopper option or without the Hopper option. And again, it's 2 days to 5 days. Five is our maximum number of days on a package, and two is the minimum number of days. On this one, you have, of course, the One Magic Morning allows, and this is only if you purchase a three-day ticket. So you don't get a Magic Morning unless you have at least a three-day Hopper or a three-day base ticket, and you get 1 day. And it'll be one of those days, and it's only in the Disneyland park. It's not in California Adventure.
It gets so complicated.
Mm-hmm, it does.
It's like,
and you have to be left-handed.
Right? Yes.
Like an algorithm. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I believe also with that, too, with the Magic Morning, there's just like one set of turnstiles open specifically for people who have those tickets, so that way it doesn't interfere that much with people who are staying on property and have extra magic hour admission in too. So there might be a little bit extra lines, and just kind of judge it. They change stuff up on a daily basis.
It's good to know. Thank you.
And these are all vouchers in your package. So make sure that you go through the booklet and everything, and that you have everything that you've purchased, and that these are all in there. Don't toss things away, because these are paper vouchers that are included in your package. It has also the savings card. So the 10% at most locations, you get a 10% discount in downtown district. In downtown Denver, or downtown Disney.
There's nothing for Denver.
Really. There's no discounts, just snow.
Good. This also has the photo memory.
Yes,
Disney it has package.
Purchase the photo pass.
They're like magic bands.
Exactly. There's so many words in these things. Go ahead.
If you've purchased the photo pass service, then you can select one 5x7 for free. If you haven't, then there are certain rides that you can, a lot of the big thrill rides, Radiator Springs, Tower of Terror, that you can actually get the 5x7 for free.
Very nice.
Then they have, of course, the collectible pin, the lanyard, and the luggage tag. And again, the lanyard and the pin you pick up at the park, and you'll receive a voucher in your package for that. The luggage tags do come in your package.
Do they suggest using the luggage tags, or is it just more of a souvenir?
No.
Not that it would help you.
That's another thing with Disneyland. They don't pick up your luggage.
No.
Go pick up your luggage.
Because it's not like Magical Express.
No.
If you're using a third party, they're using a third party, you're using a third party. Right. I get you.
Yeah. You take your luggage to the bus or the shuttle. What's nice about these packages is it doesn't matter if you have, except for the Magical Morning, it doesn't matter if you're staying 1 day, you're staying 5 or 6 days. All this is included.
Oh, okay.
So, everybody gets the package.
Very nice. And, of course, you get a burger.
Of course, you get a burger and the game card for $15.
That's all you need.
Yep.
All you need is a burger for the entire trip. Excellent. We have not put this on a slide because the next bit of information is a little bit intensive. So we didn't want to cloud up slides with this. But Deborah did a great job of our last episode of comparing prices at the three Disney-owned and operated hotels for the same period of time for a family consisting of two adults, two children, and the same travel dates. And she expanded that out to these resorts to help us look at where you might find a better deal, as opposed to where just picking one because of it's called a value or a moderate, what would work best for you. So let's go over some of the pricing that you did find.
Okay. Again, this was for 4 nights, 3-day hoppers, and 4 guests. And it was around the June timeframe, so around summer. The Motel 6, I priced out at around $1,774 for that family of four. And that also included art. So I included the transportation in there, which is an option.
I mean, what you're talking about now for this hotel, you're talking about, you know, $2,200 less than Paradise Pier for the exact same thing. So significant savings.
Quite a bit of savings. The Quality Inn, it came out to about $1,800, but that included a full continental breakfast as well. It did not include art. You have to, of course, go to Hojo's for that and catch art. But what I found interesting when I did this is when I compared some of these to the moderate hotels for the same time period, that the Courtyard by Marriott, you know, it's pretty popular. And it also offers the queen beds, and it came down to $1,789 and compared to the $1,827 for the Quality Inn.
Right.
So
one of the things looking at your list that you let me look at ahead of time was the Holiday Inn and the moderate resorts came out to be cheaper because of a fourth night free promotion that was there. Mm-hmm. So $1,724 for the same time frame actually puts you cheaper than the cheapest value resort.
That's right.
So. All of a sudden, having Deborah on your side makes perfect sense to help wade through this.
Look at the numbers put together. It's amazing in comparison, comparing all these.
I was too.
I think somebody trying to do this on their own might go a little crazy. And having Deborah on your side makes her crazy.
Right, exactly. But it certainly helps out, and it certainly, you know, puts things in perspective for sure and gives you options.
Yeah, I was surprised when I put this together. The Holiday Inn is a little further away. It offers fourth night free, but it's $1,724. It just depends on whether or not you want to be within walking distance or you want to catch art or you want breakfast or not.
One of the more popular ones you mentioned before is Candy Cane Inn. Mm-hmm. Talk about that pricing.
The Candy Cane Inn came in at over $2,000 for the family of four for the same time period. And it had a continental breakfast. So it came in even over some of the superior hotels that I looked at.
So proximity to the park.
Popular.
The Candy Cane's also got a reputation.
It does have a reputation. Mm-hmm. And when it becomes popular, it becomes popular.
There you go.
Of course. We're going to have to write that down.
Some good
more
circular logic for
more
you.
Expensive. I don't know.
But no, proximity to the park has a premium.
Yeah, it
and
does.
This is what this is showing is that even though it's
reputation, it's also got a reputation.
Right? It has its own transportation. You don't have to pay for it. Yep.
And like anything else, as something becomes more popular, people are going to drive the price up. It'll drive the price up, supply and demand.
And the Best Western Park Place is directly across the street. So you see that price a little higher. It's $2,100 for the family of four.
But that's literally right across
the
street.
Right across the street. It's right at the stoplight. Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about some of the superiors.
We talked about a little bit about the Sheraton. The Sheraton Park, again, is pretty popular. It came out to $1,958 for the family of four, which was below, or, you know, most of the moderates that I priced.
And that was the one that offered that special gift card you mentioned about with that special promotion.
Which you can have a free
breakfast is included.
Mm-hmm. Right. Again, the Hyatt Regency with the kids free, it was $2,032 plus $124 for the kids suite. And then the Majestic Garden is the old Sheraton that they're redoing, and that those rooms are just amazing. And they offer a third night free too, and it came to about $2,100 for the family of four. And they have their own transportation.
The suite surprised me. Actually, kind of a little bit cheap, I would think, for a suite hotel. But again, I think most of these are further from the Disney parks.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, the Hyatt is a little further. The Marriott Suites is pretty popular as well. they like those family suites. They have two bathrooms, and big families really enjoy those.
What do those come in at?
The family suite came in at just over $2,000, $255 for a family suite for the family of four. So, of course, if you did a suite, you probably have more people in there, so it'd be a little bit more expensive.
Because you have to have tickets for the extra people, right?
Mm-hmm. Tickets.
Beyond the four people. Mm-hmm. So, again, what's interesting about this is you compare these to the Disney-owned and operated hotels. Quite a big savings. Mm-hmm. The most expensive one you found was the Spring Hill Suites. Right. That came at $2,300 for mm-hmm. the same time frame, mm-hmm. same number of people, as compared to Disney hotels, which came out at $2,900 for Paradise Pier.
Right.
So, you're a significant savings if you're willing to save off property. Most impressive to me, though, is the ones that are close to the resort that came in, you know, $2,000 less in some cases. So this is a significant savings.
Now, the Spring Hill is offering Fourth Night free right now. It wasn't in June when I did this.
Oh, so it might even be less than that.
So, you know, I ask the question, you know, if in the notes, who's offering third, fourth night free?
Or as simple as, you know, here are my priorities: proximity to park, cost, theming,
breakfast,
right?
Let us know so that Deborah can put together the right pricing for you and the right information for you.
I hear my kids don't want to share beds a lot.
Yeah,
I hear that a lot too, especially if it's their son and daughter. You know, they want separate beds, and
So, and that information is helpful, also.
Yep.
Right, exactly. And the other nice thing about, again, the Disneyland Good Neighbor Hotel package is that no matter which of these you choose, you still get all of those things as well.
That's correct.
So it's not like they say, okay, you book a value, you're going to get a little bit less, you're going to get a little bit more. Mm-hmm. So all very valuable information to have. Anything we didn't talk about for the Good Neighbors that we want to make sure we sort of, in a cleaning up motion, take care of? Craig?
I think it's just important to not be afraid of staying off property at Disneyland. Anaheim, you know, I know I already mentioned that once you get into the later part of the night, you might not want to walk around, but Anaheim's actually a very beautiful city. And the art doesn't just service straight up and down Disneyland. It actually goes all through Anaheim, too. So it can even take you up to their packing district, which then you go a little bit further out. Eventually, it'll take you to like where the baseball stadium is and the hockey arena. There's so much to see around Anaheim that's actually really beautiful. Because again, it's a downtown thriving community. It's not like Disney World where it's just all cut off, and it's a lot more magical too than walking up and down the streets of some of the rougher areas of 192.
Different than 192.
Staying on property at Disney means using Disney transportation.
Yeah.
Right.
That's not a thing in California.
Right. Craig, did you go to Disneyland before California Adventure?
I did. My first trip was in 1999. So at that point, I believe the parking lot just had been destructed and they were starting to move dirt for California Adventure.
Did you explore any of Anaheim then as opposed to now?
I actually have an unfair advantage on that. I have a great cousin who lives just like three blocks away from Disneyland. So we stayed at her place the first time we went. So, my first time going there, I can remember driving up whenever it was the wings of Disneyland Hotel that would stretch all the way out to, you know, where the monorail is. That's where you dropped off and then get on from there. But from my memories of that trip, it has come a long, long way since.
I mean, talk about how much better, even though you don't want to be there after midnight. Disney has really influenced that area tremendously. What is it, Disneyland Drive? Is that the one that's right in front of the hotels? That
it's
used to
behind,
be
behind, yeah.
Behind that. That's
resort
the only
hotels are.
The only place where you would dare to go.
Right.
If you ventured off Disneyland Drive in either direction, you thought, oh, I'm going to really be in trouble. Mm-hmm. But now it's really, they've taken and they've pushed out the beautification of that. And
even walking, when you're leaving the park at closing, you're walking with hundreds of people at the same time.
That's a good point. Yeah.
So, you know, there's just crowds of people dispersed out into the different hotels. So you're not like actually walking by yourself unless you're going, you know, quite a ways. But there's, you know, hundreds of people walking out with you.
Yeah, and there's even time. There's even a parking lot that, you know, day guests can come and use. It's actually even further out than a lot of the Good Neighbor hotels that we've talked about. So, you know, they'll walk all the way there. So you're always with people. But even anywhere around the convention center, like there's a Morton's right beside the Sheraton. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of restaurants right in that area. So it's all really well lit. Mm-hmm. And there's kind of a thriving nightlife outside of downtown Disney that's actually good to know about because it – like whenever we were just in Disneyland in March, basically downtown Disney shut down on a weeknight at 10 o'clock. Mm. And so the parks were open later than downtown Disney was. So you'd leave, maybe you want to grab a quick bite or a drink. There wasn't really that many options in downtown Disney. So having the ability to stay off property, sometimes that opens up some of these other places that you might not think about otherwise if you're stuck on property all the time.
And that also adds to the fact that you'd be spending less money. Mm-hmm. You know, you have the opportunity now to go to someplace that's not a Disney-owned and operated restaurant and not being gouged. You know, you can go and get Burger King or something else and sort of have a cheaper meal.
One of the reasons I don't necessarily have a dining plan because the options are
so much more.
You can walk across the street.
Walk across the street
and you know, get McDonald's or IHOP or,
The other thing, too, is there's places where you can go and get stuff, for lack of a better word. Like, you can go and get, you know, health and beauty aids
there's
and things
like that.
There's
a Target just down the street.
So it's not like, you know, you're stuck and you have to buy Disney stuff when you're staying off property. You are you have options available to you that would help any family save money.
There's a pharmacy across the street. There's, you know, there's just so many more options and places to eat. And
absolutely.
It's easier to get out of the bubble.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Exactly. And save some money. All right. Great. Thank you, guys. That'll do it for part two of our Disneyland discussion and our talk about the Disneyland Good Neighbor Hotels. I keep saying Good Neighborhood. Good Neighbor in Hotels Denver. In Denver. And the package. We are going to go on to our agent spotlight. As you know, we like to end each and every show highlighting another member of our team. We're going to talk about Stacy Klauber. Stacy is part of the Dreams Unlimited Travel payment team and has worked for Dreams for almost 11 years. She primarily worked with online payments as well as answering the phones when clients call in. Stacy is a huge fan of Mickey Mouse and all things Disney. She got married to her best friend Jason, who shares the same love of Disney and is also a Dreams Unlimited travel agent. He is also a retired New York City police officer. I think you've heard us talk about Jason in the past. They have two wonderful kids, a 15-year-old boy Zachary and 11-year-old girl Miranda. Stacy loves to travel with her family and has been to Walt Disney World so many times she's stopped counting. She's also been to Disneyland a few times and on many Disney cruises and has sailed on all four ships. Stacy enjoys talking with clients that are visiting Disney for the first time as it brings back memories for her. Her best suggestion to anyone visiting Disney for the first time is to take your time and enjoy every moment while on vacation. A first-time visit can never be repeated, so it is magical. Excellent. Thank you all very much for participating. Deborah, thank you.
You're welcome.
For your hard work and putting this together. Thank you, everybody at home, for listening and watching. We certainly appreciate it. That'll do it for this episode. We hope you have a great week and a great vacation.